Well, we've had a 2-week break, but it is time now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Travis Holcomb, the original DJ Session DJ, is with us now from KCRW in Santa Monica. Travis, good to have you back.
Good to be back, Jeremy.
And let's get to some of the music that you have brought us, starting with the duo D Revolutions. This is the song, Now You Know My Name. Kind of a little electronic computery thing going on in the background there.
Yeah, I mean, they're a duo from right in your backyard in Boston, Massachusetts. It might not surprise you, but the guy who composes most of the music is named Brett Boucher, and his job up until recently was writing little jingles for local establishments for an ad firm in Boston.
Really?
Which sort of explains, like, why the music, you know, he's able to create such a catchy track. I mean, that's the kind of song where you're going to be singing along to it by the second chorus, because it's just, it sticks in your brain right off the bat.
Just like the theme song to Bernie and Phil's, the local furniture store. I don't know if that was one of his or not.
It might be one of Brett Boucher's. You never know.
Well, here's another one from D Revolutions. This is Automate Your Soul. Now I can't listen to this without thinking that they're trying to sell me something.
Well, one of the other cool things about the D Revolutions is that they've offered up all of their songs for free on their SoundCloud page. So you can listen to everything and download what you like. Don't have to pay anything.
Okay, well, next to the exact opposite of something that may have been written for a commercial, this is Radiohead's Thom Yorke, who is out with his second solo album. Here is A Brain in a Bottle. Unmistakable voice there, unmistakable beat in the background. Although I have to say, having heard the first Thom Yorke solo album a few years back, this one, and maybe this he wouldn't like hearing this, but it sounds a little more mainstream than the first one. What do you think?
I don't know. It's very... The word that I keep going back to whenever I think of this new album, which is called Tomorrow's Modern Boxes, it's just very icy and cold. I do feel like this album is in line with a lot of what Radiohead has done in the last decade, with specifically the albums Hail to the Thief or In Rainbows. It sounds like a Radiohead album, one of the darker Radiohead tracks, minus any kind of guitar work or anything like that. It's basically Thom Yorke's voice and beats, basically.
And a real departure there from their older albums, Kid A or OK Computer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I feel like after Kid A or OK Computer, Radiohead just went into like a way off sort of more insular territory where they didn't really care too much about writing songs that people would sing along to at concerts or anything like that.
We're speaking with Travis Holcomb from KCRW in Santa Monica, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Travis, let's listen to another one from Thom Yorke. This is Guess Again.
I'm fighting in the darkness. The one who can't be killed. The last to get by. Guess Again.
What do you like about this, Travis?
I love the mood that it creates. I mean, all the songs are kind of on the same wavelength, but it sounds really nice and clean, and I don't know, it just it evokes a certain mood.
Okay, well, we have time for one more that may evoke a different mood. This is the Canadian artist Caribou, out with his first album in 4 years. Here is Your Love Will Set You Free. So for people who don't know, who is Caribou?
Caribou is an artist named Dan Snaith, and he also makes music under the names Daphne and Manitoba. But like you said, this is Our Love, which is his new album, is his first album under the Caribou name in the last 4 years. But this is one of my five favorite albums of the year.
Really?
Absolutely. And like, I feel like it works on a couple different levels. There's a lot of tracks that stand alone on their own merits, and it also works together as a full album listen as well.
Well, here's another one from Caribou. This is Can't Do Without You. So, Travis, I want to remind our listeners that you were the one who brought us the Lorde song Royals before anybody was talking about Lorde. Which one of these songs that you've brought us today do you think is going to become a huge global hit?
I don't know if any of them are going to become huge global hits, but I do think that D-Revolution is going to sneak up on a lot of people. I think last time I checked, they had fewer than 80 Twitter followers. So they've got plenty of room to grow still. But I do think that everybody who I've played D-Revolutions for, and every time I play it on the radio, it gets a really good reaction. So I would say D-Revolutions have the most room to grow.
All right, Travis Holcomb from KCRW. He's on Twitter at Travis Holcomb. And you can follow us on Twitter at Here and Now, at Jeremy Hobson. And don't forget to check out our Spotify playlist of the Here and Now DJ sessions. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify. Travis, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot, J-Hob.